one of the first moments that I felt like a, I guess, real writer was when I started working on a fiction project in college that really just came to me when I was swimming laps in the swimming pool at my college. And there was something about being suspended in water, but also being able to see the bottom of the pool that just really had me start remembering a lot of things about the town I grew up in, and that made me want to start writing a story about the town I grew up in. I think part of that could be because I went swimming a lot growing up. I lived near the public pool. But the other part of it was more mysterious, and I actually, as I went further and further into kind of thinking back to this town I grew up in, kind of learning more about the histories of it, I started to just kind of keep getting this like sensei impression that I was both like floating in this space of creation, but that I was also at certain times like touching a bottom. It was like this very like grounded feeling. And then another interesting thing that happened as I was continuing to do this research and this writing is that I found out kind of about this really interesting like historical mystery that happened in my town in the late 19th century that I won't go into all of it now, but it basically has to do with a marble quarry that was that existed in the town that you know, was active as a marble mining quarry for a while and then eventually filled in with water and became a swimming pool. And I had no, like, I did not know about this history at all, but I feel like I like kind of almost did with having certain dreams, you know, of, I don't know if you've had like a dream of like, oh, there's now an extra room in my apartment or something. Sure. But I would have these dreams of, oh, there's this extra spot in this town I grew up in, like this really small town. I thought I knew everything about it, but there's like this now extra thing. So like when I think of the word excavating, I think of excavating through history. I think of excavating through memory and through like dreamscapes. And yeah, kind of this tension between like reaching the ground of something, but then also being able to kind of like float in the space that is created in it.
So as a writer, do you consider excavation to be your job? Is that a metaphor that describes the whole process of writing for you now, or at least like your pursuit of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think that that's the place where the writing projects will usually start, is by, I feel like I have to start underneath the surface in order to land on something that's going to be interesting to continue with. And then I kind of see it as this process of bringing those things up to the surface and then kind of polishing them up and then kind of saying like, oh, these are pretty, you know, like, aren't these nice? And then there's kind of this like lighter aspect of, you know, now that these things are brought up from the surface, like, you know, how do they sit in the same room with each other and how can they, you know, interact above ground? Like, how can these things that I've dredged up kind of, start to have a life above the surface, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So it sounds like there's multiple steps to the process. And the part that I feel like most people would identify as the writing part is maybe the middle part, the polishing and the prettying part. And then so you're talking about something that happens after that also, which is about like presentation and arrangement amongst other works and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the excavation part is something that happens in advance of the putting it into words, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So like, is it fair to say that there's like a period of working on something that's the excavation period? Is that sort of how it feels to you? Or is this all kind of going on at the same time?
Yeah, I feel like it's a cyclical process. And yeah, like I think I'm just really interested in processes that work with depth. And I think that there's, for me, those things are really cyclical. So whether it be like dreaming and like dream journaling, which is like a nearly like daily practice that I do, you know, I think it's like every night we are like kind of presented with these things like from the depths. And then it's like this choice of like, do you let yourself forget it, or do you kind of continue to play with it? So I think that that's the dreaming. I think also with, you know, like I am very interested in depth psychology. So, you know, whenever I'm, you know, trying to understand myself, you know, or whether I'm in, you know, I've been working with a Jungian like depth psychology therapist for the past like 6 years. And so I have kind of learned for myself that like, it's like things are either going to be coming up from the surface in an to the surface in an uncomfortable way, or I can like regularly kind of go down there and kind of see what's there. So I really see that that's like an inevitable process. And I don't really think that like life has much like substance if you don't do that, which I also like thinking astrologically, like I feel like that's my 12th house Saturn.
I share that placement.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. It's like, you must go to the darkness.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I couldn't imagine like not being like that. But I think that that's not my final project, because I also really enjoy the process of kind of like, yeah, bringing those things into the light, like exposing them to their opposite and seeing what's beautiful and like what's necessary to life about those things, and not just like dwelling in that dark space.
It sounds like you're describing something that happens to everybody, and whether to write it down or not is a choice that maybe lots of people still make, but there are many gradations of the extent to which you do that, or your willingness to capture certain things versus capture all of it or as much of it as you can or something. I want to hear a little bit about your history with that, with the experiencing it, to be sure. But like you said, like it seems like it's sort of something that you have no choice but to do, and probably always felt like that. But at what point did you start trying to, forgive me if the word capture doesn't really do justice to how it is for you, but at what point did you start wanting to categorize and classify and explain the things that were coming up inevitably like that?
I remember the first poem that I ever wrote. I was in 10th grade, and it was called Regret. And I was like, I don't remember the exact moment that it came out of, but I just started to notice, you know, like when those certain like metacognitive things come online where you're like, oh, I've now like lived long enough that I can like regret things that I've done. Like I can look back on like something that I did and really cringe at it and feel like shame. I think it was really like, I was like starting to be like, oh, shame is a thing, you know, that's like an object in a way, like that's a tactile sensation. And so I remember like, you know, like writing about this poem called Regret, and it was like, it's like this, like this, these like red ants like rushing over my skin or something like that. And so I just like started to realize that like, if I could use the metaphors to describe what I was feeling, it could be a way to kind of like universalize that, and mostly just to kind of like get it out, to kind of externalize that sensation and feel like I had some mastery over my experience.
Something that strikes me about the way you described that is that it's consistent with what you've been saying all along about these things coming up from the depths. It seems like you identified something as a real thing, and then there's putting a name to it or giving words to it that is another layer of the process. But is that a separate process to you? Or like, I guess I'm asking, what is your relationship with words? Like, are words, how close to the thing that you're describing are the words? And what did that have to do with like that label regret, for example, like, the word itself, like where did that meet with the experience?
Yeah. I mean, I've always just been really like obsessed with words and language. So like, I guess probably the issue that I even have always had is like kind of having too many words for something. It's like an introverted like experience. So like I'm just used to having like many like internal words to describe like any given sensation. Mm-hmm. So I've never struggled with that, like labeling things internally. I have struggled with like, okay, what are the words that I'm going to like speak that like are, you know, like I've always been kind of obsessed with like, you know, like when I say something, like I want to make sure that the words are accurately describing the reality of what I'm saying. And so I guess then it kind of, when it comes to like how the reality translates to language, for me, it's kind of almost like this filtration process of the reality and then testing out the various words that could apply, as opposed to, I think some people might experience things in maybe more with colors or with image and then, you know, have to search for the word. But I haven't really struggled with that as much. So yeah, I think it's about like, you know, if I'm thinking of like a prism and like, you know, various facets of light that can come out from it. And that's how I see word choice, I guess.
So there's something about how it's received, how the reader receives it, that and the accuracy of that, it sounds like, is more of a concern. Like you, what you've never really worried about, like being able to understand it introspectively, but like communicating it is a thing that you're very meticulous about. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm. I would say so. Yeah.
So yeah. Did you always want readers for the things that, or were there always things you were writing that you wanted readers for? Or like at what point did you feel like writing for other people was helping with this process?
I always loved reading and I always appreciated like the publicness of a book. Mm-hmm. And I loved being able to tap into other people's worlds through reading. And so I think for me, it was kind of a process of, I don't want to say like a certain development in like self-esteem, but almost at the point when I started to have an esteem for my own worldview was the same time when I decided and thought that I would be publishing, you know, that I would be writing for other people. Before that, it was pretty hard, or I wouldn't say it was hard, but I just didn't, you know, when I was a kid, I was like, this is my private world. You know, it's just like, I was like, this is for me. And that, you know, that extended to the way I wrote when I was younger, which was like, you know, scribbling in like journals and like innermost feelings type thing. And dealing with like a lot of things that felt like, you know, uncomfortable. So yeah, kind of like, as I was saying, like when I was able to recognize through meeting people, through getting to know people more and, you know, getting curious about other people's perceptions of the world was when I started to realize like, oh, we actually all have a really singular perception. And if we could translate that unique perception into writing, then it's automatically worth sharing was kind of what I landed on.
There's something about your work in particular that I feel like is obvious to you and me and maybe some other people, but not everyone, about the connection between writing, the kind that you do that's so core to what you do, and divination, which is also an incredibly core part of what you do. Mm-hmm. And you've already described writing as this process of like interpreting symbols from the depths. And to me, the connection's quite clear. But you make it explicit in your work, at least certain facets of your work, and do divination practice as part of your work. And I would love to hear you describe how that helps with the overall excavation project of your writing with the people that you do it with.
Yeah, I guess like kind of what comes to mind is like, I don't know, like I recently wrote this like poem that was like kind of just about a day where I started out by doing some tarot and drawing the Ten of Swords. And then like kind of choosing to basically go outside, like touch grass. and then ended up having this like really beautiful nature walk. And so like what was interesting to me was like not just the nature walk itself was, but it was like about how I was led there by through divination and how this, that particular tarot pull was like able to really just show me how much I was in my own head and overthinking too much. Like it's a mirror, and it creates this like dyadic relationship, similar to like with a friend, where it's like you see a friend and they're like, oh, you seem like you're doing really good, or like, oh, are you okay? Like mm-hmm. you seem kind of off, you know. But it's a way to do that with, you know, this friend that is this like primordial collection of symbols through like time unknown or whatever. And there's something about the recurrence too of the being able to build on, okay, what are the other times I have pulled this card, and what are the similarities between me in that moment and me in this moment? And like, oh, I'm there. And last time I was there, I did this and got to this different place. And so, you know, more in the sense of like of cycles and moving through change in cycles. And then I guess, yeah, the writing just kind of for me comes in to like document that. And usually will kind of come in like after the fact. Like I don't actually use it as like part of my writing process. Like it's not like I sit down to write and I'm like, let's draw a card first. Like it's more the divination comes first, and then if it's interesting, then I'll write about it.
Mm-hmm. A very strange question came to mind listening to you just now, which is about the word material.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a word that could apply in all kinds of ways to what we've been talking about. But I'm thinking in terms of artistic material, the creative output.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that relates to the word excavation in a really interesting way. And I want to ask the question like this. Is your material produced through this process the dirt, or is it the whole?
Definitely the whole, yeah. Because you want to get the dirt, you know, out of the way. But it's also the dirt, because the dirt is also important, because it is the thing that you got out of the way. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I'd say it's the dirt, the hole, the ground, and, like, whatever you dig up